Welcome back to the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a fascinating development from Coatue Management, a firm renowned for its sharp investment acumen and its ability to spot the next big wave in technology.
That's right. Philippe Lafont and his team have a significant reputation, and when they put together their Fantastic 40 list, their top picks for high growth potential over the next 5 years, it's essentially a roadmap for where they see the future of technology heading.
Exactly. And this year, artificial intelligence, or AI, is a central theme woven throughout the list. Coatue views AI as a massive force poised to dramatically improve productivity and profits across the tech sector and beyond. So, this Fantastic 40 list represents their best bet on the companies that will not only survive but thrive in this AI-driven future.
And the significance of such a list in the investment community can't be overstated. It's a concentrated view, a distillation of complex market analysis, offering growth investors a valuable starting point for their own research. It's a clear statement about who they believe will be the dominant forces in technology for the coming half-decade.
But, as we know, the world of investing, especially tech, is incredibly dynamic. Market conditions shift, company performance fluctuates, and new innovations emerge at breakneck speed. Recognizing this, Coatue's Fantastic 40 isn't meant to be static, it's a living document designed to evolve.
And it's precisely this evolution, this willingness to adjust, that makes certain changes on the list particularly noteworthy. When a major company's position shifts dramatically, it demands a closer look. It prompts questions about what's really going on beneath the surface and what it signals about broader market trends.
This brings us to the initial enigma surrounding the first release of the Coatue Fantastic 40 list earlier this summer. The investment world was buzzing, dissecting the 40 companies identified as future growth engines, all united by their perceived potential and connection to AI.
But within that initial list, there was a glaring omission that raised eyebrows and sparked considerable discussion. Alphabet, the parent company of Google, with its dual-class shares, was nowhere to be found. This was a significant absence, especially considering Coatue Management was, and still is, a substantial shareholder in Alphabet.
Exactly. When a fund manager doesn't include a company they already hold a significant stake in on their list of top future growth opportunities, it's bound to get attention. It's the equivalent of a renowned chef leaving out a signature ingredient from their most celebrated dish, people definitely notice.
The implications of such an omission by a major tech investor like Coatue, regarding a dominant player like Alphabet, were certainly worth pondering. What could it signal to the market? Was it a sign that Coatue saw Alphabet's core businesses as mature, facing insurmountable competition, or perhaps not as well positioned to capitalize on the AI revolution as other companies?
Or did it suggest a more nuanced concern, perhaps about regulatory headwinds that might stifle future growth, or a perception that Alphabet's AI integration, while present, wasn't progressing as rapidly as they'd hoped at that specific point in time? Without an official explanation, speculation was naturally rife.
It's important to remember that investment decisions are complex and often based on factors not always publicly disclosed. While Coatue didn't offer a precise reason, one can speculate on potential, albeit unconfirmed, reasons. Perhaps there were concerns about the competitive landscape in AI, with rivals like Microsoft making significant strides.
Maybe the ongoing regulatory scrutiny facing big tech, including Alphabet, played a role. Or it could have been a specific assessment of their AI roadmap at that particular moment in the summer, a feeling that other companies were simply ahead of the curve. These are the kinds of questions professional investors grapple with daily.
The omission certainly stood out, prompting many to wonder about the underlying reasons. And as we often see in the dynamic world of technology and finance, things can change. The narrative surrounding Alphabet and its position within Coatue's investment outlook was about to take a significant turn, and it all hinges on the accelerating importance of artificial intelligence.
Now, let's broaden our perspective and talk about the AI imperative. It's a term we hear constantly, but it's crucial to understand why it's so central to the tech landscape today. AI isn't just a futuristic concept, it's rapidly becoming a fundamental driver of practically everything in the digital realm.
For tech companies, it represents the engine of productivity, the spark for innovation, and, critically, the pathway to future profits. Companies that can effectively leverage AI are the ones poised to lead, to disrupt, and to capture significant market share. It's no longer a question of if AI will be important, but how it will fundamentally reshape industries.
We see AI being implemented in countless ways, often behind the scenes, making our digital lives smoother and more efficient. Think about how it enhances search results, making them more relevant and intuitive, understanding not just keywords but the intent behind your query.
Consider how it powers the recommendation algorithms on streaming services, keeping us hooked by suggesting content we're likely to enjoy. It's integral to the booming cloud computing sector, where AI and machine learning services are becoming essential tools for businesses of all sizes.
And, of course, it's at the heart of advancements in areas like autonomous systems, natural language processing, think of the sophisticated chatbots and virtual assistants we interact with, and sophisticated data analytics. AI is no longer a niche technology, it's becoming embedded in the very fabric of how businesses operate.
This brings us back to Kouachu's core investment thesis, their belief in AI as a massive driving force. They aren't just dabbling in AI stocks, they see it as the primary determinant of future success for technology companies. Their Fantastic 40 list is a direct reflection of this conviction.
It's about identifying those who can translate AI capabilities into tangible business advantages, whether that's through enhanced products, more efficient operations, or entirely new revenue streams. This isn't just about having an AI department, it's about an AI-first mindset permeating the entire organization.
Consider, for a moment, how AI is reshaping industries far beyond just the traditional tech giants. In healthcare, AI is accelerating drug discovery and improving diagnostic accuracy. In finance, it's revolutionizing fraud detection and powering algorithmic trading.
Even in creative fields, AI tools are emerging that can assist artists, musicians, and writers. It's a pervasive force, and its impact is only set to grow, fundamentally altering how value is created and captured across the global economy. So, when we talk about tech leaders of the future, it's almost impossible to envision them without a deep and sophisticated integration of AI.
Take a moment to think about your own daily digital experiences. How often do you interact with AI without even realizing it? From personalized ads to voice assistants to email spam filters, AI is constantly working to improve your experience and make information more accessible.
This pervasive influence highlights just how central AI has become, not just to the business models of major tech firms, but to the very way we engage with the digital world. And it's this understanding of AI's broad and profound impact that helps us reevaluate Alphabet's evolving position on Kouachu's list.
This brings us to a significant update. In mid-October, Kouachu Management released a revised version of their Fantastic 40 list. This wasn't just a minor tweak, it represented a notable shift in their perspective, and the most striking change involved none other than Alphabet.
After its conspicuous absence from the initial summer list, Alphabet had been reinstated, and not just as a token inclusion, but prominently positioned, now appearing near the very top of the Fantastic 40. Imagine a runner who was initially disqualified, only to be reinstated and suddenly leading the pack. That's the magnitude of this shift.
This reinstatement signaled a substantial recalibration of Kouachu's view on Alphabet's AI strategy and its future growth potential. It suggests that something fundamental had changed, or at least Kouachu's assessment of it had. What could have prompted such a dramatic turnaround in their outlook within a matter of months?
Was it a specific product launch that showcased Alphabet's AI prowess in a new light, perhaps a more advanced iteration of their large language models or a significant breakthrough in their AI-powered search capabilities? Did DeepMind announce a breakthrough that reshaped their understanding of the company's long-term capabilities?
Perhaps it was a shift in market sentiment, a growing recognition of Alphabet's AI investments finally bearing fruit, or maybe new data emerged that painted a more optimistic picture of their competitive positioning in the AI race. It could also be a response to a perceived shift in the competitive landscape, where perhaps initial concerns about rivals faded.
The narrative of a change of heart is compelling because it underscores the dynamic and analytical nature of sophisticated investing. It's not about stubborn adherence to an initial thesis, but about continuous evaluation, adapting to new information, and being willing to revise one's outlook when the evidence warrants it.
This flexibility is a hallmark of successful long-term investors. For Lafont and Kouachou to move Alphabet from an outright omission to a top-tier pick indicates a strong reaffirmation of their belief in the company's ability to lead in the AI era. It tells a story of reassessment and adapting to the ever-evolving AI landscape.
To understand why this re-evaluation might have occurred, we need to delve into Alphabet's specific AI strengths. It's clear that the initial exclusion, followed by this strong reinstatement, points to a deep dive into how AI is not just a part of Alphabet's business, but increasingly, the core of its value proposition.
Let's break down some of these key AI-driven areas where Alphabet excels, the pillars that likely convinced Kouachou to bring them back into the fold. First, consider Google Search. While it's been around for decades, AI is constantly making it smarter and more powerful, understanding nuance and context, and even providing synthesized answers.
This enhanced understanding is crucial for maintaining search's dominance and for integrating new AI-powered features that keep users engaged. Think about how search is evolving to provide more conversational and multimodal experiences, thanks to AI. It's a fundamental upgrade to a core product.
Then there's Google Cloud. This is a massive growth engine for Alphabet, and AI and machine learning services are a cornerstone of its offering to businesses. Companies are increasingly relying on Google Cloud to build, deploy, and scale their own AI applications, leveraging Google's cutting-edge infrastructure and tools.
This symbiotic relationship, where Google Cloud provides the infrastructure and tools for AI, while simultaneously leveraging AI to improve its own cloud services, creates a powerful feedback loop. It's a virtuous cycle of innovation that strengthens both sides of the equation.
YouTube, the world's largest video platform, is another area where AI plays a starring role. AI algorithms are responsible for the personalized content recommendations that keep viewers engaged for hours, driving watch time and ad revenue. It's indispensable for its operation and continued success.
Beyond recommendations, AI is also critical for content moderation, identifying and flagging harmful content at scale, and providing sophisticated tools for creators to understand their audience and optimize their output. The sheer volume of content on YouTube makes AI absolutely essential.
And we can't forget Waymo, Alphabet's autonomous driving company. Waymo is widely considered a leader in the self-driving car space, and its technology is fundamentally built upon advanced AI. The ability of vehicles to perceive their environment and make split-second decisions is a testament to AI's power.
Waymo's progress represents a significant bet on a future transformed by AI, and its continued development is a key indicator of Alphabet's long-term AI ambitions. It's a high-stakes play in a potentially massive future market.
Finally, there's DeepMind, Alphabet's pioneering AI research lab. DeepMind has been responsible for some of the most significant breakthroughs in artificial intelligence, from mastering complex games to making groundbreaking advancements in protein folding with AlphaFold.
The research generated at DeepMind has the potential to be applied across Alphabet's entire portfolio, driving innovation in everything from search to cloud to Waymo. It acts as a perpetual innovation engine for the entire company, pushing the very boundaries of what AI can do.
Across these diverse areas, it's evident that artificial intelligence is proving to be more of a benefit than a challenge for this internet giant. Rather than being hindered by AI, Alphabet appears to be leveraging it to enhance its existing dominant products and to create entirely new avenues for growth and innovation.
This comprehensive integration of AI across its business units, from its core search engine to its ambitious self-driving car division, likely played a significant role in Kouachou's reassessment. It's a story of a company that, despite its size and maturity, is deeply invested in the future of AI.
So, what does Philippe Lafont and Kouachou management's decision to place Alphabet near the top of their updated Fantastic 40 list really mean for the broader investment landscape? It serves as a powerful endorsement of Alphabet's AI strategy and, more importantly, its long-term growth trajectory.
It signals that Kouachou now has strong conviction in Alphabet's ability to not only compete but to lead in the increasingly critical AI arena. This isn't just about having AI capabilities. It's about having the leading AI capabilities and a clear path to monetize them effectively.
This move suggests confidence that Alphabet is well equipped to navigate the intense competition in AI, including from well-funded startups and established tech rivals. and crucially, that it possesses the capabilities to effectively monetize its significant investments and advancements in this field.
For investors watching Kouachou, Lafont's renewed conviction in Alphabet can serve as a significant signal. It can influence market perception, potentially encouraging other investors to take a closer look at the company and reconsider their own positions, especially those who might have been swayed by the initial omission.
It highlights how a prominent investor's evolving view, backed by rigorous analysis, can shape broader investment narratives and influence capital flows. It's a ripple effect that can impact the entire market, demonstrating the power of informed conviction.
Ultimately, this story reinforces a central theme: AI is the undeniable currency of future tech leadership. And Alphabet, after a period of apparent scrutiny, is now seen by a major investor as a key player, a company that has demonstrated its ability to harness AI's power and is poised for substantial growth.
It's a testament to the ongoing evolution of the tech landscape and the importance of continuously evaluating how companies are positioning themselves for the AI-driven future. Lafont's reassessment of Alphabet is a clear indicator that the AI race is far from over, and that established giants, when they adapt and innovate effectively, can still be the front runners.
It's a reminder that in the world of technology, and especially in the age of AI, standing still means falling behind, and Alphabet, it seems, has found its stride once again. The story of its journey on and off, and then back onto Kouachou's Fantastic 40 list, is a compelling microcosm of the dynamic forces at play in the technology investment landscape today.
It underscores a fundamental truth: in the race for future dominance, artificial intelligence is not merely a feature, it is the engine, the currency, and the ultimate determinant of success. Kouachou's initial hesitation naturally prompted questions about Alphabet's standing in the burgeoning AI revolution.
However, the subsequent reinstatement and prominent placement of Alphabet on the revised Fantastic 40 list speak volumes. It signifies a powerful recalibration, a renewed conviction rooted in a deeper understanding of Alphabet's robust and pervasive AI capabilities across its vast ecosystem.
Kouachou's reassessment highlights that companies like Alphabet, with their vast resources, deep research talent, and integrated ecosystem, are not just participants but potential architects of the AI-driven future. The strength of their AI across search, cloud, YouTube, Waymo, and DeepMind presents a formidable powerhouse.
For the broader investment community, this narrative serves as a crucial reminder. Firstly, it emphasizes the importance of AI as the central theme for identifying future growth opportunities in technology. Investors must continuously evaluate how companies are integrating, developing, and monetizing AI.
Secondly, it illustrates the value of dynamic investment strategies. Leading fund managers, like Kouachou, are not afraid to revise their theses as new information emerges or market conditions evolve. Their willingness to reevaluate and adjust signals a sophisticated approach to navigating complex and rapidly changing sectors.
Alphabet's return to the forefront of Kouachou's outlook is more than just a stock pick, it's a statement about the enduring power of innovation within established giants. It suggests that companies that can effectively leverage foundational technologies like AI across their entire portfolio can continue to command significant market leadership.
As AI continues its relentless march, shaping industries and redefining possibilities, the companies that demonstrate sustained innovation, adaptability, and a clear vision for leveraging this transformative technology will undoubtedly be the ones to watch. Kouachou's updated list is a strong signal that Alphabet is back in the race, poised to be a major player in the AI-powered future.
Let's quickly summarize the key takeaways. Kouachou's Fantastic 40 list represents their curated selection of high-growth potential companies, with AI as a central theme. The initial omission of Alphabet sparked speculation, but its subsequent reinstatement near the top signifies a strong reaffirmation of Kouachou's belief in Alphabet's AI strategy and future growth.
Absolutely. The AI imperative is undeniable, driving productivity and innovation across all sectors. Alphabet's strengths across search, cloud, YouTube, Waymo, and DeepMind showcase its deep integration and leadership potential in AI, despite facing intense competition and regulatory scrutiny.
And for investors, this evolution in Kouachou's thinking serves as a powerful market signal. It highlights the importance of AI in identifying future tech leaders and underscores the value of dynamic, adaptive investment strategies. It's a reminder that even established giants can pivot and reclaim leadership through innovation.
Indeed. The journey of Alphabet on the Fantastic 40 list perfectly illustrates the evolving landscape of AI leadership. It shows that continuous evaluation, adaptation to new information, and a strong AI-first approach are crucial for sustained success in today's fast-paced tech world.